Welcome back to Danger and Dice. I'm special DMing today. I'm John.
And I'm Maria.
And I'm Shanna.
I'm PJ.
I'm Owen.
I'm Jason.
Welcome Jason.
Thank you.
It's Jason's first time on the podcast, but he's been playing D&D with us for a while now.
And Maria's first time live.
No, I was here before.
In our studio. So you were, didn't
remember? Yeah, she was here live.
Not via Zoom?
No.
Yeah, remember when I was
our
on
our first
cocaine?
Official episode that comes
Listen,
up is going to be.
Absolutely do I not remember.
She tried to poison a camp counselor.
Oh,
I
yeah.
successfully.
Now it's like,
yes, I was on cocaine all the time.
That's yeah.
right. That was a fun time.
The Zoomies.
All right. This is our second time trying to record this. So before we go any farther, I want to say that we have an email address of gamesoboard@gmail.com.
We made some jokes about it. It's very Irish.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. Ooh, last.
Someone stole gamesoverboard@gmail.com, which is our website.
Tack on the OG. We're good to go.
We're still the OG.
Again,
we're still the OG because we own the website.
Whoever that is, they're going to get some email from me.
Wow.
And not whiskey.
Not whiskey. No, not that. No leprechauns either. No, that's wrong.
Hi.
Anywho.
You guys are enjoying a late night at Miri's Tavern.
Yes.
More than a few of you are probably too many cups in. Looking at you, Gundrel. Miri is being industrious, serving everyone. Notably absent is Gaius. You haven't figured it out, but somehow he managed to worm his way into getting one of the better residents there at the library. Probably lied, cheated, blackmailed. So he's enjoying his relative peace and quiet, figuring you guys could enjoy your night of imbibing. And as the night goes on, you guys are more and more cups in, and you all decide to turn in for the night. No sooner had you all seemingly at once headed to your beds and almost at once, you all fall asleep.
That's amazing.
So you... We'll get back to that in a second. I want you to all to just do a... Just kind of an intelligence check. Not like a saving throw. Just roll it and tell me what your intelligence is.
We're not doing like...
No, there's no damage attached. This is just a weird thought.
Uh-oh. I don't like these new dice you got me.
No, not me neither.
Why did you do this?
Miri rolled a 4.
Mira's like, huh?
Wait, hold on.
I sleep.
Yeah.
I rolled a 7. DD is very tired.
DD's like, I am sleepy.
I rolled a 3.
You're not even sure what sleep is anymore.
These rolls fit the idea of people being drunk. However, DD doesn't drink alcohol.
I know.
So
what is it? Intelligence?
Yep.
Yeah, just
10.
I got a 20.
What?
Oh! So you're like, huh, so it's really weird that I immediately fell asleep, but it wasn't quite magical. You realize that something outside of where we're at affected everyone's need to sleep. It's as if the entire area suddenly became very, very tired and fell asleep.
Who can make the sun rise?
Anyway,
here.
Almost immediately, you guys find yourself in a richly appointed villa home. It's warm. But not, it's a dry heat. Have any of you been to the desert in your wanderings?
Well, I assume Dee Dee has.
Dee Dee would understand. It's like, oh, this is a desert. Huh. This is a really nice house.
I'm going to stay in the house. It's hot outside, not covered in fur.
Fair enough. So you're in a very richly appointed villa home in what you'd assume is like a desert climate. What do you do?
Did you bring any papers and pictures for us to look at? Because I don't want to brag, but your last DM had everything interactive. She had, a PowerPoint slide.
I have a very important picture later.
Oh.
For now, it's just a very richly appointed.
I mean, I don't want to compare or contrast here, but I feel like mine was a little more visually appealing last time. Can we all agree to that?
I will
no.
say yes.
Shut up, Maria. All right.
You
mean hippie.
Miri gets up, and she immediately, goes and opens the front door to look around to see what the heck is going on.
You see, you can tell it's city streets. It's almost like an oasis.
Okay.
You get that whatever's going on here, the people who live here definitely have a lot of money. This is a rather rich area for living in the desert. There are a lot of, you don't see any people, But you see lots of very ornate buildings mm-hmm. and lots of, like, stands where you would have, like, market streets.
Can I investigate? Like, I want to see if this place is naturally habitable or if, like, wealthy people are like, I'm just going to build here and make it a place.
Roll Arcana.
Make a place.
Arcana or History if you have...
Alright, they're both plus one. 18.
I'm going to go with History, because you spend time in a library, maybe read books. You realize that what this is one of the oasis towns in Kalimshan, which is a desert kingdom. It's very rich. It's a lot of traders and merchants. This is naturally habitable, and this is probably just a very rich oasis within Kalimshan. You can tell by the architecture.
Okay, cool.
Dee Dee wants to look inside this place.
Roll me an investigation or perception, whichever one you think is going to be better for you.
You said investigation?
Yep, or perception. Either will work.
They're both the same, so 18.
Okay. The room that you found yourself in initially is definitely the, like, front receiving room of a very, very elegant villa. You see a couple of very richly appointed chairs and tables. You also see something a bit odd for what you would expect. You see a couple of heavy leather-bound ledgers on a desk in the back corner, beside which is a door that you're assuming leads to other parts of the house. And next to that is a chest. Like a small little chest.
Are there cactuses anywhere?
Not in the building. Okay. If, I mean, if you wanted to wander into the desert, you could probably find one, but...
I didn't know if there was any plant.
Not in here. This place is... There's a lot of, like rich tapestry upholsteries and a very, very plush carpet on the ground. You get that whoever has this place designed is using this kind of Kalimshan design, but it's definitely not... He's definitely flashing some serious cash.
I feel like if one of these rugs is not, like, from the Arabian Nights, I'm going to be very let down. Because I would like Aladdin to jump out from somewhere. I feel like we're in that area.
Kalimshan is kind of analogous, yes. Yeah.
So, we could sing Street Rap. Anyway, I feel like I'm singing a lot tonight.
I've noticed that.
You're welcome.
It's in a weird mood.
Forgot the Christmas song soon. Anyway, yes. Dee Dee would like to open the chest and see what's in there. Because obviously her chest was filled like with yarn, right?
You don't have things with lockpicking, but just sleight of hand. Dexterity sleight of hand to see if you can just fumble the lock open.
I feel like with my kitty cat claws, I'm
not probably, but you, it's not.
Sleight of hand. Dirty 20.
You get your claws in there, you
right.
fiddle with it, and it pops open. Inside are actually a bunch of gems and some gold. You get that this is probably related to the ledgers next to them.
Can I move the gems and gold around to see if there's anything else in the chest? Or is that all
there
is? Sure. Okay, I push it all.
Investigate. Check.
Investigate. 13.
You do see something underneath it. Whereas, beside there are these large leather ledgers, this is a very small little leather-bound book.
Ooh.
Very small.
I grab it and I open it.
You see in it is a bunch of... it looks like an accounting ledger, but you get that the numbers here are probably the actual numbers of what's going on in this business as opposed to what is actually going on. And you also see a section of different goods that...
My bootlegging...
Whoever owns this was definitely investing in something that was less than legal. Because these are definitely the illegal goods, whereas...
What kind of illegal goods?
That's what?
Okay, Arcana check.
Listen, I don't know where Arcana
is. I figured as much.
Well, apparently I do at night. 19.
There are a bunch of magic items that are usually kind of reserved for more military use.
Oh,
like,
so it's not like drugs or anything like
no,
that.
No, it's more like magical weapons and armor. Yeah, he's definitely, whoever has this is definitely supplying some people with, some magical weaponry.
Okay.
Miri fills her bag with gold.
Okay.
Dee Dee has absolutely no interest
like
in this.
She packs that thing.
You can't take it with you,
she Miri. She doesn't know that.
I know, it's a dream.
Between the gold and gems, you get the equivalent of 800 GP worth of money.
Sweet.
Am I in, like, is the dream... Like, one of those dreams where, like, if I move my hand, it, like, moves, like, 50 times in front of my face?
No, you seem to be moving in normal time.
Okay.
It's just that you, as a physical person, are now in another dream. This is, like, a different place.
So this is someone else's dream?
Yes.
Okay.
You're getting that feeling because but this it, definitely feels
but
alien.
My body feels like normal, like yep. as if I was walking around and regular day time.
Yep.
Okay.
Do any of you have keen hearing?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, I'm right here.
There's actually a skill keen
hearing.
No,
literally
hearing.
I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm a cat.
Okay, I want you to roll a perception check with advantage. Since keen.
Oh, well, that's not even... I got a nat 20 in the first roll, so we're going to get that one.
You hear something very faintly, kind of like... It honestly seems...
children in a basement? Because that's what I'm hearing
no.
right now.
Well, that's fair.
Our listeners might be hearing that as well.
You're worry. Hearing something
it's
that doesn't seem to be coming from
basement anymore.
At all the world at all. It just seems to be somewhere in the background, almost like it's permeating this world.
What does it sound like?
Wake the dreaming king. Wake the dreaming king. The sleeper beyond the void. Wake the dreaming king.
It's almost like droning in the background, deep and hidden. Almost like it's not really a part of the dream, but it's on the outside of it.
And Miri, she's the only one that hears it, right?
Miri, uh-huh. Did you hear that? Miri, stop putting stuff in your bag. Did you hear that?
I'm gonna upgrade my tavern.
Miri!
In so many ways.
Miri, focus. Did you hear that?
Hear what? The clinking of all this money? Whose house is this?
Miri, there was a voice around us that said, wake the dreaming king. Something, 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 wake the dreaming king.
I thought you had keen hearing.
I do.
What?
Something, something, something.
Is this like a Sleeping Beauty thing? What's going on? What were you talking about?
I don't know, Miri, but we're supposed to wake a dreaming king.
Okay. Since you're saying this, is anyone else listening to her ramble? Okay, anyone who is listening to her ramble about this, make a perception check.
Miri, put the gold down. I approve you stealing things, Miri, but there's a voice. Trust my cat-like ears, Miri.
Miri got 13.
Okay.
18. Okay.
13.
Well, the 13s did not see it, but the 15 above did. Honestly, like... No, it isn't glass panes, but like open shutters. You kind of see faintly outside the image of what looks like a skull-faced helmet. Very ghostly, and then it disappears.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
I want it.
And as soon as it disappears, you stop hearing the voice.
Okay, the voice stopped. You're okay. I think we're okay.
And the people that saw 13, you were looking near the window, but don't actually look out the window to see it. Instead, you see beside it a portrait of Gaius. You're getting to the point that this is Gaius's dream, and this is probably his ideal life.
Obviously, selling stuff illegally, chest full of gold.
Heck yeah.
Does he believe he's a king? Is that? Guys, do you see this right now?
Yes. Yes, I do. I
think we're in
Miri, I'm going to have you roll for this one because this is the thing you'd probably think about. Investigation check.
Using my important die for this one.
Oh, God.
You shouldn't have used the important die.
8.
Oh,
yeah. You notice a very fine crystal decanter of fine elven wine.
All right.
What you don't seem to realize is that the decanter is completely full, and beside it is an empty teacup.
Okay. I drink out of the decanter.
Roll me a constitution saving throw.
Excellent. Wait, no, not you. You betrayed me.
Where's our dice jail?
Aha! 17.
Okay, you're fine.
You're the good one.
You don't have any deleterious effects. It's like you're saying that, this wasn't poison, but this wine tastes off. Maybe it's because you've been, you know, a thing. It's like this wine has been out of the bottle too long. It's gone off.
Huh.
I would like to go investigate. Do I get to see the picture of Gaius too, or no?
Yeah.
I was listening to sounds. I'd like to go investigate the portrait.
You rolled the buff, right? So you saw the skull.
Well, no. I didn't roll. I was talking about how I heard a voice.
You heard a voice, that's right.
Did we see the portrait, like, out the window?
No, like, the window is here.
We just noticed it on the wall. Okay.
The people who couldn't see the skull face, you're like, looking all around, but not out the window. That's when you notice that it's, like, the portrait of Gaius.
Gotcha.
The portrait of Gaius is him, but you realize that he's in insanely, regally, like, expensive clothes. And he seems to be, like, have you ever seen portraits of, like, kings from, like,
the Louis XVI era.
Yeah.
Where it's like, they're in like some imperious pose and there's a bunch of random stuff around them about their life. You realize that it's chests of gold and like so much illegal stuff around him.
Dee Dee would like to take out the chalk that she, you know, took from the school from a couple of times ago. And she wants to draw a mustache and like a monocle on him.
That just happens. That's...
Thank you. Is it okay if I raid the fridge? I'm really hungry.
Yes. You actually go through
the... I don't think there are fridges in this world, are there?
There'd be ice boxes. And there's also magic.
Yeah, okay.
Ice magic exists.
I'm assuming he'd have something to
eat. Yes. So you're in this front room, and you see that there's a door to the side that looks like a dining room, and then a door that goes to the back that you're assuming probably goes towards, like, sleeping areas. So you go through the dining room, and then behind it is where the kitchen is. You find a well-stocked larder, lots of very, very exquisite and fine-class foods.
Okay.
Are you going to start just devouring?
Yeah.
Do they have alcohol?
Are you going to search specifically for alcohol?
14.
You find a single bottle of wine, and you realize that it's half open. This is probably what was used to fill that decanter.
I chug it.
Roll me a constitution saving throw.
Worth it.
11.
It's definitely gone off. You're a little bit queasy, but you're not vomiting yet.
Yet.
Yet. Like, huh, this is really old. I probably shouldn't have drank this. Eh, we're fine.
All right, Dee Dee wants to go to the sleeping quarters.
Okay. Something weird happens. As soon as you go to open the door, there's a flash.
Ooh.
And now all of you, despite you being in different parts of the house, are suddenly no longer in the house anymore.
But I wanted to go sleep in a bed.
Do I still have my bag of gold?
Okay. It's still on you.
Excellent.
Okay.
Mary, that's the first thing she does is checks. Like,
I feel like I'm hallucinating this whole time.
Oh, you definitely are having. I want you to do wisdom. Actually, I want you to do a wisdom saving throw for me.
Okay. How do I do that? Do I just
throw and then add your wisdom?
Guys, someone must have used a teleportation spell on us or something. Like, we were just inside a house, right?
I like how you have not figured out the dream.
Mary, I think we're dreaming.
17, 18, 20.
You're actually doing okay. You're like, this is dream logic. This is great. So you're like trying to like float on your own. You're like, you're gonna.
We can't be dreaming. No. I have all this money to upgrade the tab. We can't be dreaming right now.
You.
I don't like this dream. I don't like dry places. I like being in the jungle. This is the worst dream ever.
Well, you're lucky because the air no longer feels dry and hot.
Yay!
It feels very temperate.
I didn't get to meet Aladdin.
It feels very temperate, and you also find yourself in another very richly appointed room. I want everyone to do an investigation check.
Alrighty. Oh, yeah, nat 20 again.
Yours is going to be a funny one.
I'm
going
to keep this one, too.
Two.
You have too much alcohol.
Four.
I bet you feel a little
sick.
You know, the teleportation after drinking.
So, 12 is surprisingly not bad. What you learn is, this place is in... although if you got under 10, I'm just going to point blank. This room is really red. You see... because you got the 12, right?
Yeah.
You see a lot of, like, red tapestries, and, like, a lot of reds in, like, the carpet, like, the tapestries. You notice that the tapestries have some rather suggestive designs on it.
Ooh.
You realize...
It's like the attic before he painted it.
You realize this isn't a very... You just immediately,
this is upscale boudoir, man. I'm ready.
This isn't high-scale brothel, yes. You're like, You're just kind of just like, this is really red. That's weird.
I can float.
This looks like my mother's room.
Best line yet. Now, do you let her in on what she just said, or you just kind of leave it
to yourself? Oh, no, I get the connection. Mary, did your mother make a lot of money in these kinds of rooms?
I mean, we never were wanting.
Yeah. Did you ever go to work with her?
No.
Did you know a lot of people who you called Uncle Tom or Uncle Steven?
It was Philip, but...
Did you ever wonder where all that money was coming from?
She always said it was time to fill up Mama.
Miri walks so, or not Miri. Dee Dee walks over to Miri, and she just kind of like does the cat like rub against her, like there. Gives her a cat rub, you know. It's gonna be okay.
That's oddly soothing.
She's not going to explain it.
Okay. I think that's funnier that way.
Yeah. Dee Dee has a conscience sometimes.
This time she's like, you know better left unsaid.
I think I can fly.
Well, Dee Dee's not stupid, so. Yeah.
Okay. The other thing you notice is that, unlike this last area, there's actually signs that people are nearby. Not in, like, the entrance, because this is obviously, this is, like, the entrance of, like, a real brothel. So this is, like, where the front desk would be. There are doors and, you know, like, stairs going up to another room.
So you're not saying that we have to help people who come to visit.
That's no. It's more like you just walked in the front door and a brothel.
This is not appropriate for a podcast, okay?
No.
I'm not going to roleplay
that. Mary's, like, dropping trowel, like, all right.
No.
That's what we got to do.
Philip isn't here.
This is the first part of this dream where you've actually realized that there are other people nearby, even if they're not in this room.
So, if we were to open another room, would we be seeing things that we don't want to see?
Depends on which room. I'm going to say this outright, since we're going to PG-13 this. Anything on the second floor is definitely rooms where something is happening. The bottom floor is probably where there's more like an entertaining room, where it's like more like a living room, where, you know, people that are a little bit more risque-ly dressed, but not actively involved in anything.
I have Dolly Parton singing some songs from Best Little Whorehouse in Texas right now.
That's not a bad idea. It's like that idea is like the first part you come in, and then there's like that like living room off where nothing's really happening. Then there's doors. So
I have in my head.
So I'm just gonna say that to PG-13 this, unless you want to.
I would like to investigate places that don't.
Okay, that'd be like the back room where like there it's like go. A living room.
That's where I want to go.
Okay,
I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
You see a group of several nobles.
Ooh.
They're all talking.
Are they in the main room or are they in the back room?
They're in the back room. You get that they're having a party. Okay, are you going to talk to them or listen in on their conversation?
I'm going to listen in first.
Okay.
I have keen hearing, so I just kind
of
go.
You're fine. Do any of you want to try to stealthily listen, or are you going to like just barge in?
I try to stealthily listen.
You wear armor.
Because I think that I can.
What kind of armor do you wear?
Move through windows.
This is a dream.
Well, Miri's also armored.
Yeah, you guys wear heavy armor.
I know.
You guys get to roll your stealth with disadvantage.
This is what it says. All armor, all weapons.
But it should say down here what kind of armor you have.
Chainmail, holy symbol.
You roll with disadvantage for your stealth. Because you have heavy armor on.
Okay.
I'm not rolling.
I got 18.
You're fine.
Oh my god.
You basically stealth? Just wear a shirt and pants. What?
Which one is stealth?
It's dex based.
Right, so this isn't a back room.
18.
So, I don't know if I want
to. What?
18.
Was that with disadvantage? Mm-hmm. Roll it again and take the worst number.
Okay.
Roll that second time. Yeah. Well, she had rolled that 20 the second time.
Okay, so yeah, you're fine. You can sneak in and you're like listening in and no one notices you're there.
Six.
Okay.
You like, you're going to sneak in and you're smashing into the door frame. No, you don't even do that. You literally smash into the door frame. Hi, guys. These two are sneakily in, and she's just listening from the other room. Roland, what are you doing with this one? Are you just kind of standing off to the side?
I'm just to the second floor.
I'm just standing off to the side, actually, just watching everything that's going down.
You notice that the nobles don't seem to even, like, notice that you had this smash. You hear them talking, and what they're saying is, it's a real shame. You know, it's his party. Why is he not here?
Aww.
Next one says, yeah, this is his favorite brothel. You would have thought he would have jumped at the chance to have his last night of freedom here.
Last night of freedom?
Bachelor party. Yeah, like, the ceremony's tomorrow.
Chippendales.
After that, it's just going to be something he has to explain. This, he had one night to do whatever he wanted.
Just a few more hours.
My fair lady.
Yes. And they're talking. It's like, yeah, this is his favorite brothel in Nevska. Why did he not come with us? We set this up for him. Yeah, this is really weird. This is not like Gaius at all.
Gaius was married? So I turn and I go, Gaius was married. Gaius was going to get married. So I rush over to the door and I slam it open and I go, have you guys seen Gaius? Let's see if I can fit in.
I just walk in and like, is there like a bar?
Yes.
Okay, so like, since I kind of bashed my way in, I just kind of stroll my way over to it, like, and act natural.
And nobody knows I'm there, right?
Yeah, you two are stealthily hiding.
So, can I just turn around and say, hey guys, I can fly?
Yes, that just happens. You go, this is a very richly appointed, again, this is a very high class place. There is very quality alcohol.
I sit down with my sack of gold. I'll take the lot.
That literally one of the nobles just like
tour of the bar, please.
The nobles just like,
There isn't a bartender. You just take what you want. There's decanters. Just pour.
I rush in.
It's like, where did you... Oh, well.
Huh. Gun drill friends, come grab a drink.
Wow.
Apparently this might be a dream, so I'm just... This money is...
Immediately you say that, and like... It's just like... It's like their faces kind of melt like candle wax. The idea is like, you point out it's a dream to them, so then like, the dream is trying to reassert itself.
Anyway, where's Gaius?
Yeah,
we candle don't... face people.
We don't know. Yeah, we invited him out. This is his party. Like, why didn't he show up?
How many of you are in the wedding party?
Well, there isn't really a wedding party. That's not how it really works here. It's a contract between families, but, you know.
Oh. Who's he marrying? I only know his. I'm invited by him.
Oh. So you're part of the Antonius family.
Yes.
She seems like an okay person. Sarayus, she seems nice. She's of a slightly higher standing family.
What was her name?
Sarayus.
Which?
Sereas. That's how I have it spelled.
Is she a witch? That's not how I spelled it. What is her last name? If there's the Antonius family, then she has to be the other side, right?
Isn't it an okay person? Isn't that her last name? Just an okay person?
An okay person. No, Miri.
Oh.
She has to have a... Well,
they said...
have to have a last name, but...
It's the Delaney family.
Delaney.
They're pretty well off, I mean...
So are they in business or trade?
Well, this is Borka. Everyone's in business of some sort. They're in a different business.
Do they make graphs? Do they delineate?
They just like look
can
you at you.
Make him do a wisdom saving throw or whatever.
No, they're confused by this, and so you're safe for now because the dream logic doesn't quite work yet. They're not quite tracked onto this. Is there anything you want to ask them specifically? At this point, it's going to be a persuasion check.
Do you think Sereas is hot?
Persuasion. To see if they tell you the truth.
I'm not pretty.
Well, I got some good persuasion.
10.
They rolled way higher than that, so, like, she's a lovely woman.
I stroll up with, like, a tray full of drinks, and I go, come on, guys, just give us the deets on this, and I rolled a 17.
Okay, versus them. Yeah, you're gonna win. Okay. Let's be honest, this is completely a marriage of political convenience. Gaius's family has a little bit more clout. They have a little bit more clout because they're richer, but they don't have any sort of political standing, whereas the Delaney family has a little bit more political push, but they're kind of down on their financial luck. So they're hoping that by merging the two, they can get a little more stable power base. I'll be honest, Gaius, he doesn't really seem to be into it. She's way into it, and it seems like it's not just for a family reason, but it's not like she actually cares about him at all.
I have a question that I would like to ask.
Okay.
Is Sereas, that's how you say her name, right?
Sereas, yes.
Sereas. Is she a person? Sereas. Or is she of a different entity or world?
Okay, persuasion check? Yes.
No, I'm not going to get it. Got an 8.
I got a 5. It's like, well, she's human that we know of.
Hmm.
Like, I don't... She's human. Like, her entire family's human.
Where can we find her?
Well, I mean, if you stick around until morning, tomorrow's the ceremony, you'll be able to talk to her right there.
Okay. I was invited to the wedding, Miri. I don't know about you.
Obviously, I was.
They all just take a drink off of your tray, like a toast to the happy couple. Well,
to the wedding.
To the wedding.
Yay! To the wedding.
I forget why I'm here.
Yeah, how much have you drank already?
Too much.
Okay, roll me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, boy.
This is like in my story. Where he needs to be in a wheelchair.
How much is it?
2.
You are super drunk. You are not able to walk straight. And until you sober up, you have disadvantage on everything. You're not even like close to
this
walking
is what
straight.
Happens with your ex.
I'm so mad. The dice didn't even roll. I meant to roll it. Roll. No, it just... Then it just lands on 2. I hate that.
So you're like swerving all over the place. Now, as you are swerving, you try to go back out the door that you came in. You manage to bump your head this way,
and then your shoulder the other way, and you fall through it. And as you do, there's another bright flash.
Oh, I wanted to look under the table.
And now you find yourself in what appears to be a very large hall with stone walls and a high ceiling. There's plenty of tapestries along the walls, and there's several large tables set up. And you see a bunch of people everywhere, like at a bunch of different seats throughout this entire area. And then one seat, one table at the very far end going the other direction with an empty chair and a woman sitting at a chair.
How high are the walls?
Probably a good 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
10 feet and then goes into the rafter.
Hey, everyone gather around. Are we in a dream or a nightmare?
Definitely nightmare.
Yeah.
That depends on your view of things.
I mean, it's Gaius, so...
Dee Dee would like to just spider climb up the walls and sit in the rafters so she can get an aerial view of what's going down.
Can I try to go through it?
Okay, through it how?
I'm gonna pull. Wall.
Okay, I'm gonna make me a constitution saving throw.
Gonna Kool-Aid, man.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Well, I got an 11.
Plus
2.
13.
You only smash your head off the wall and take only 1 point of bludgeoning damage.
I thought I could go through the wall.
And then you hear lightning in the background. Like thunder and lightning in the background. You're like, oh, that's weird. You get up into the rafters and now you're perched like a cat.
Like? I am a cat. Not like a cat.
So what are you doing in your perch?
I want to look and see everything from an aerial point of view to see if there's anything special that's kind of popping out at me. So I want to do like a perception check.
Sure.
Do I have a concussion?
No, not yet.
Okay. I roll a 22.
There is a lot of people, okay. But you notice something odd is that in that kind of like dreamy way, it's like everyone at these tables that are going parallel to the side walls, so...
To the length of the room.
To the length of the room. It's like the people are very hazy and indistinct in their facial features, like they're not really there.
So they're not really important.
Yeah, it's a thing in dreams where something is kind of not there, but there.
Yeah.
But the end, the table that's going the other direction with the empty seat and the woman, that is very distinct.
Aww. Am I supposed to understand that this is Siraeus?
While you got no description of her, they did say that she was not pretty. She is not hideous, but she is by no means gorgeous. She is
plain?
Fairly average, yes.
Did she hit her head against the wall too?
PJ Spun is making some fun noises over here. it's all the people talking and partying. Where is that coming from?
Well, that was my music playing.
You started playing, I know.
Yeah, some Flog and Molly just decided to...
Sweet! That's it.
Flog and Molly is for the...
wedding reception.
Yeah,
Our Irish, very Irish Gmail account.
Yes.
It's total, all coming together now.
Total side hey, note, I just got a text from one of my friends, and he's going to take me to the escape room tomorrow in the Poconos.
That's awesome.
Nice. That's near where I live.
I've never been to an escape room, so I don't know.
Oh, they're so fun.
Good luck.
You're going to get trapped.
I think that's the point.
I'm trying to kill you. Well, Shannon, you did have an Owen.
I did. Oh, man. I probably got my favorite child only lose him to an escape room.
He's going to have to saw his own leg off to get out.
I've seen that movie.
They grow up so quick.
I've seen that movie. It's not the best, but it's not bad.
So, Dee Dee sees her there and realizes that she needs some comfort that only a cat can give. And it will also give her more information. So she's going to hop on down and mosey on up to that table and sit beside Siraeus and offer her kitty cat for comfort.
While you're doing that, Gundrel, make me a wisdom saving throw.
Roll at disadvantage.
No, he... Yeah, you would have disadvantage. You're still drunk.
7.
Roll it again, because I want to see if you get a nat 1.
Even worse. Roll high, roll high.
17.
Alright.
So the 7, you're in that level of so super drunk that you still want to drink more. If you've ever been to that point,
Jesus, I feel so dehydrated. I need a drink.
And you literally see a couple of barrels of mead.
Oh my god. Must be my lucky day.
You are in that level
do
of...
I notice how far gone.
I'm gonna give you advantage because you're a bartender and used to cutting people off.
All right, well, that was a 17 and 13. So, yeah, I guess I do. So,
so are you going to help
him? I grab him by the shoulder. So I'm like, no. Guys.
Get away from me.
Go ahead, roll some water.
No.
Do you force him to drink the water?
Is he so drunk that he thinks water is moonshine?
He is so drunk that his first thought is, I saw the mead. That's what I want to drink.
Okay, so he doesn't just take in water for like...
No, no. He just has decided what he wants to drink, and nothing else is going to happen.
Get your hands off me.
I rolled a 17. Do I find apple juice?
You do find plenty of fruit juices, so yes, let's say you get some apple juice.
Let's get you some juice, guys. Do you want juice?
Quit calling him guys, that's me.
Not guys.
That's me. That's the nightmare you're in.
Gundrel, let's get you some juice. That's why he wasn't listening to me before.
What kind of juice?
Oh, they have lots of juices. Let's go pick one out.
Okay.
Okay. If you drink the juice and maybe eat some real food in this, I'm going to remove your disadvantage for your alcoholism issues.
If they have the juice that I like, then... You're lucky, I won't kill you.
Over 10, you have apple juice. Under 10, he's going to attack you. Oh, that's a 7.
You better get crushing some apples.
But he has disadvantage on the swing against you, so that's nice.
That is true.
Listen, he's drunk. Just tell him, give him pear juice and tell him it's apple juice.
That'd be deception.
Give him grape.
Do it.
White grape.
+3 deception. That's a 9.
Well, it has to roll. We have to roll insight versus it with disadvantage.
Roll insight 2 times.
With disadvantage.
4. 5.
Yeah. Hey. You get convinced that this pear juice is in fact apple juice, and you're okay with it.
It's golden apple.
They have weird apples in Borka.
Whatever.
Not my favorite.
I'll get used to it.
It'll do. Yeah.
Some of your more alcoholic issues are kind of calming down, so you now don't have a flat disadvantage on everything.
My question,
but anything dexterity related, you still do.
How is Roland? Like, how are you feeling about this right now?
You're just watching.
I'm just sitting back and watching the fun. Actually,
I want you to make a perception check.
Okay. So, 13.
What?
Okay, so you do notice something very odd, and you don't know how to describe it. It is something undescribably strange that you're kind of not entirely sure what you saw. It almost seemed like a void of pure nothingness.
Oh god.
With shapes moving around inside of it.
It's fine. We're fine.
Yeah, I'm sure you think that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Oh no, what is it?
Do you have a theory?
I don't.
I'm pretty sure PJ does.
Well, I had a little bit of insider information about
that. That's true.
I don't know if Miri.
Yeah, it's true. It would definitely be an intelligence-based one.
Yeah, I was thinking probably history, right?
Yeah, history or arcana.
Yeah, either gives me a 14, so...
Do you describe what you see, this unknowable void with, like, writhing shapes?
Sure.
You get the distinct impression that's not of this world. That's not of this world, and that's not good. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's just bad. Just bad. But you can't get maybe more than that. Now you are next to Soraya.
I am ready for talk to Soraya's.
Psoriasis.
Not psoriasis.
They have new medication out for psoriasis.
Does she have plaque?
I hope not. That's the bad kind of psoriasis. So I go up to her and I kind of like gently cat nudge against her and I go, how are you doing, Soraya?
Well, how do you expect me to be doing? It's my wedding day.
How is the wedding day going?
Well, guys was here. We set our vows. And then he said he had to go take care of business really quick.
Okay. Is he going to come back?
Like, I would assume so. He said I was to meet him in the courtyard in like 10 minutes.
So okay. I'll be back with the milk.
I have to do what's best.
Are you happy with your marriage?
I have to do what's best.
Was it a quick marriage?
I like how you had to think about it.
that's correct, actually. That was intentional.
Listen, you know, I've known Gaius for a pretty long time. He's not the easiest person to like, so you can be honest with me, Zareus.
There's an important moral duty in this marriage, and I don't think Gaius wants to do what needs to be done.
What do you mean?
I have a duty. We have to have a child as soon as possible.
Oh, really? For grandparents? An heir?
Yes, for an heir. It's very specific that I need to have a child as soon as possible.
Okay.
Wait, you?
Sireus.
No, I know. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. You had this, like, look of, really?
All right, so do you want to make sure that you get impregnated quickly?
I
can help you out with that.
I
so can I.
Don't need. Yeah. You don't need any sort of assistance. These things are destined.
Fuck. Mary runs up. Control, let's get you back to your seat.
No, I'm not there.
Yes, that man is heavily intoxicated. So I'm not there, so
lay hands on me.
He's enjoying the festivities.
I'm allowed.
I'm not
Roland, help.
Oh, you're like, you're like off in the
come on, buddy. Let's
I'm
go.
Allowed to have fun.
Let's
I'm
go.
Allowed.
We are gonna have fun.
No, no.
You are embarrassing us, and we're at a wedding. Go drink some more apple juice.
So wait, I'm still over by the wall.
Fine.
Yeah, but only you're doing anything else yet.
So, but I mean, like, I know where he likes to go visit, so if you need to get him in the mood so he can get knocked up easier, I got you.
This is a conversation.
It's a very awkward conversation.
I'm trying to figure out where it's going.
Guys,
so,
can we just have a huddle for a second here?
Excuse me, I have to go huddle, but you think about it, okay, Sireus?
I know what I'm going to do.
You're going to give him some, you're going to hook him up with some booze. Mm.
Booze has never really been his thing, honestly.
Yeah, I noticed that. You're gonna give him some. What are you gonna do? What are you thinking?
R&R.
I know what I'm doing. Don't worry about
put on some music.
Lace.
Very
you
light.
You can't put on music, Roland. You gotta play a lute.
Very light.
I know what I'm doing. Don't worry.
Are you sure? So you have some lacy panties on.
Don't worry about it.
Winky winky.
This conversation is getting awkward. Go have your huddle, please, because I want to stop this now.
No, I like having a conversation with my brother.
This is odd.
I hear very light in my mind.
Oh, no! I'm pretty sure what you're hearing is Sweet Home Alabama, you sick, sick bastard.
Banjo intensifies.
No.
I don't hear that. I hear Barry White.
Again.
Me too.
No.
I hear Game of Thrones music.
I was going to say, it's either that or Sweet Home Alabama.
I'm
going to bring
troubles into all this.
Okay. Your huddle.
Shouldn't we be making our way to the courtyard if that's where he's going to be in a couple minutes?
I was trying to get information. Oh my gosh.
You got information. And then she kind of just... Well, you got other information that...
I would like to know everything possible about Gaius so I can hold this over him when we wake up. I know that he likes going to your mom's workplace.
Okay, make a strength attack.
I like DD's idea. Let's do it.
Oh, but everything possible. Thank you, Roland.
Nine? That's actually not bad, because you'd add your strength to it.
Plus four.
Plus proficient. That's 15. That's enough. She barrels into you guys like a drunk and just, like, tackles you to the ground.
Ow! The heck, hippie? What are you doing? We're trying to huddle. You can't fly. You can't.
Because I ran into a wall. My head hurts, but it feels okay now.
Is this how all of your adventures are when you leave my tavern? Is this?
Yes.
Oh.
Well.
Oh dear. How do you make it back in one piece?
I make a lot of money.
Hey guys, I feel like I flew.
Pure luck.
Anyone who got caught in this, which is definitely Dee Dee and Mira,
I ran into a wall.
You each take 2 points of damage. She tackled you.
You ripped off a section of my fur. Look at this. That's going to take a while to grow back.
I can heal you.
Don't touch me.
But I can heal you.
I can heal you.
But I I can heal you.
I don't want you to heal me right now, baby. Don't pet me. Well, maybe we should all go to the courtyard now we got pummeled.
Miri's all like, well, since spell slots don't count here, and she casts Cure Wounds on DB and heals the 2 points of damage.
Oh, your spell slots absolutely count.
I have a headache.
Miri doesn't know that.
I know.
Great. I have a bit of a headache. But I can heal myself.
Did you heal yourself too? Or is it just me?
It's only one person.
Oh, I took damage.
It's only one target, so...
Okay, so we're all going to head out to the courtyard.
Okay. You see a very, you know, it's a, again, this house is very nice. It's a kind of like German kind of aesthetic.
Oh, it's a house. I thought we were like at a church.
Not exactly. So this is definitely like the grand hall of like a large mansion.
No, that's okay.
So you go into a courtyard. Again, there's quite a few areas for sitting. Some perfectly in bloom like wildflowers. There is one thing you probably should...
I glared at Hippie because I knew she's gonna try to make a flower thing for her head, so I glared at her. Don't touch those flowers.
Roll. Anyone who wants to can roll a perception check.
Nat 20. I'm loving this dice. This is like, I'm gonna use this one forever.
Okay.
I got a nat 20.
19, 20.
You!
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20, nat 20, 17.
I'm firing so many dice right now.
I'm keeping one. We have a pile of ones. There are five over there now.
We got 15.
Okay, you're good. You don't see anything. You see your own shoes, and you're like, "This is really weird. What are those?"
This dream is really detailed. How's Gaius know what my shoes look like?
You
behind a bar the whole time.
Okay,
he's got the color of the laces right. What?
Okay, you two notice that the sky isn't the sky.
Hey guys, the sky isn't the sky.
No, you guys notice something very different, something very different.
Rolling the sky, yeah. Whatever that
you
is.
Notice that you saw it before, this kind of like black void of nothingness with like seemingly moving shapes inside of it.
Moved it.
That's what the entirety of the sky is.
Amazing.
Okay.
Hey, everyone, look at my shoes.
You guys notice something slightly different.
This is what we notice.
Okay, I'm
you
ready.
See,
nice. That's nice shoes.
You see signs that Gaius was here recently. Mostly, let's be honest, Gaius is not exactly known for his subtlety in way he does anything. But you see his cloak just kind of thrown. And you also see two people in the corners. And now, did either of you see out the window?
Yes, I saw...
You saw the skull face outside?
No, I saw Gaius.
That wasn't out the window.
That was the picture beside the window.
Okay.
You see two people in what appear to be skull-faced helmets.
Give me it.
And we see these, like, in the corners.
Yeah, it's a very large courtyard, and as soon as you notice them, they start moving towards you.
Oh, God.
Dee Dee wants to grab the cloak and put it on.
Okay.
That's what you want to do when you see these two shoulders moving towards us?
I want the cloak.
These
I'm terrified
feel like
now.
Leather. Like,
look and at you the hear sky, just... Miri. It's something that we're not used to. The sky is
not
a sky.
No, that's what we see.
I'm helping her.
Yes.
And you hear them start chanting, "Wake the dreaming king. Wake the dreaming king. The lord beyond the void. The dreamer beyond the void. Wake the dreaming king."
Okay, I know I didn't take hallucinogens. Something's going on.
Yeah,
I want the cloak.
We need to wake Gaius. I need to get out of here. That's
that
what we're
right
doing.
And you all get to do that delightful thing called roll initiative, because they're coming at you.
Did I get the cloak, though?
Yes, you have the cloak.
Yes, I have the cloak. Okay.
Well, that's bad.
That's, don't worry, I didn't do
that. I got
a
5.
Oh, man, I might actually beat you then.
Two skull face dudes.
I got a 16.
I got a 10.
Whenever you're ready, I have my number too.
Yeah, me too.
I got an 18.
Of course you did.
Wow.
Aurora, you said 10?
Yes.
Okay.
11.
Dee Dee, and what did you say yours was? Yours 5?
5.
Okay. And there we are. Well, you're not last, if that makes you feel better. but you're not very good either.
No, I know.
So, first up is Dee Dee. There are two cultists, and you are mildly distracted by the cloak you just pilfered.
Do I get a free action before I attack?
No, you literally spent your time putting on the cloak.
Oh, can I trade the cloak for something else that's much more important?
No. You literally spent these people are walking at you with ill intent. I'm going to put on a cloak.
They're walking. I have time to do something. Okay, fine.
They're walking at Jenny.
Yeah.
I wanted to pick flowers, but I couldn't.
I have something very important I want to do.
I wanted 800 gold pieces.
Technically, you still have that in your pouch.
Oh, I know. I'm ready.
All right. Nula, I love you. Take care of me. That's my cat god, in case you weren't sure. Moving on. I would like to use my longbow, because they're pretty far enough away that I can...
They're about 20 feet, yet.
All right, cool. Go down like that. So, that's on 30. All right, dice hole.
Also
24.
Oh, that's definitely going to hit. You're going to hit one or two.
27.
One or two.
One.
Okay. And roll your damage.
8 points of damage.
You said that was one?
And number one, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that hits pretty solid.
Okay. I am not going to move because it allows me to take aim.
Okay.
Can I have free action now?
Sure.
I take out my corncob pipe and put it in my mouth.
Okay.
That was very important. I want to look dashing because now I look like Sherlock Holmes.
Fair enough. Gundrel.
Someone has to draw fan art of me in two cloaks and the corncob pipe.
So we're fighting the guys, right?
Oh, yeah. They are going to murder you.
They have skull faces, honey. They're not good.
Okay.
Yeah, good is relative.
All right. I try to whack one of the closest ones to me with my greatsword.
Yes.
They're both about the same distance, so one or two.
One.
Okay, swing.
I'm never using these dice again. I got a fucking two.
That's definitely not going to hit. Yep, he just kind of just looks at you.
I am so proud.
Next is Miri.
Drink some more apple juice.
Miri is done with all of this.
Oh, I love it.
So she pulls the satchel off of her shoulders, swings it over her head, charges the skull face on the right, and smacks him with the bag full of gold coins.
Okay, make an attack.
I like this.
I'm assuming that...
I was going to count it as like a club.
Yeah, actually I was going to give you a d6 on it because it's pretty heavy.
8 plus... 5, so 13. I only have proficiency, right? So
you have proficiency in martial weapons.
All right, so that weapons. Give me a 15, then.
Yeah, it's going to hit. Yeah, d6 plus your strength.
All right.
And to the one on the right, I'm going to say that's cultist number 2, because to your left would be 1.
Plus strength, you said?
Yep.
That's 9 points of damage.
Yeah, you solidly bludgeon him with a satchel of gold. He does not look happy about that. Roland, you're up.
Okay. I am going to use my hand crossbow.
Ooh.
Okay. Sounds good.
I've got 19.
That's definitely going to hit. Did you put 1 or 2?
What was that? 1.
Okay. Now, roll the damage for it, because that's going to hit.
13.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to... That's all the hits in. And good news, bad news, it's his turn. He is going to cast Spiritual Weapon, and a giant Athame is going to...
What is that?
Like a ritual dagger.
Oh, great.
This one actually looks like a giant Chris, and it's going to float right above your head.
I believe it.
And it's going to swing at you.
Oh, man.
Okay, so he makes a spell attack for free, and... Ooh, that's definitely going to hit.
You don't know that.
Well, considering it is a 20.
Dang it.
And.
Roll that beautiful damage footage.
That's not bad. You only take 8 points of force damage.
Fine. Force, not like knifey-knifey stabs.
Nope, it's a magical dagger that floats in the air.
Okie dokie, Smokey. And the cat goes, ow! Meow! Son of an upper.
But that's only a bonus action. And so then he's going to use his regular action to cast Toll the Dead on you. Do a wisdom saving throw.
I don't have wisdom.
I know.
Oh.
17.
You do manage to avoid. So it tolls, but it doesn't hurt. But he also gets right up in your face.
Oh, hello. You need to brush your teeth, sir.
Wake the dreaming king. Wake the dreaming king.
Please stop. You smell.
Wake the dreaming king.
You need to clean yourself.
You need a
He is literally a fanatic of a...
And Dee Dee is a fanatic of being clean. She's a cat. You need to clean yourself. Maybe he's like 2 seconds from cleaning his face for him because he smells so bad.
Hippie, it's your turn.
And you don't think so.
Hippie, it's your turn now.
Anyone have like mints to put in this guy's mouth?
Can I? From where I'm standing, is there a way that I would be able to take my trident and throw it?
I believe trident has a throw property.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a 20 feet. You have a throw property, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Okay. Which one are you throwing it at?
Which one's close, farther away from me?
That would be 2. He hasn't moved closer yet.
Then I'll do 2.
Okay.
So I rolled a 15.
That's going to hit.
And then plus 4.
I already have a hit, so roll the d6 and add your strength mod.
Okay. That's this, right?
Yes.
I rolled a 2.
Is that 7 points of damage? That's not
and
bad.
Then plus 2. D6 plus 2. That's...
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's 4. Okay,
yep. Good job.
Well, it's his turn, and he looks less than enthused about that. And so he's going to,
Where did it land?
You like, saw this scrape against his leg. Oh, like, against his leg. And so he is going to be very unhappy, glare at you, and cast Dissonant Whispers. I need you to make a Wisdom saving throw.
Wow, that's a good Wisdom.
Ooh, 17.
You are going to
save. Plus 320.
Plus 320.
Okay, so you take half damage, so that's nice.
These guys know magic.
13, so half of that is 7. You take 7 points of psychic damage, but I think you're resistant to psychic, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you take even half of that. You take 4 points of psychic damage. That's it. And he is going to then charge up right into your face.
Oh, again. Watch out. They need breath mints.
And he is also going to be just... muttering psychotically about his dreaming god. And we're up to the initiative again. Dee Dee!
So, this skull thing on their face, could I rip it off, do you think?
Yes, it's a helmet, so yes.
What's a helmet?
Yes, a skull-faced helmet, or like, mask.
So if I, like, swipe, I could, like, rip it off and he'd be dead, hopefully.
You could certainly rip it off him, yeah.
Alright, I want to use my cat-like claws to attack him.
Okay.
I want to rip that mask off his face. I want to see what's going on there, you know?
Strength.
I have to roll, but oh.
It's kind of a strength attack, but yes. But you have proficiency.
I have his number here, yeah. So 20.
Okay, yep, you're gonna hit him with your claws.
9 points of damage.
Oof.
Yikes.
Okay.
Oh, Katie's got claws.
You do manage to rip the mask off, and now I need you to make a Wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Against what you see underneath.
18.
That is fine.
Dee Dee's seen some stuff in her day.
It's a writhing mass of...
Bet you have.
Basically, like, almost not quite larvae, but, like, tentacles, writhing mass of tentacles under the helmet.
That's why he smells. See, Mary, when you want to clean up something, like a rug, you gotta get underneath, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's at the top. You gotta get deep down.
Obviously.
Him, if he didn't clean underneath it.
I guess, like, you're over at the other guy, so I'm like, obviously!
This is why you smell. Should take the mask off and then clean. Is he dead yet?
No, but bad news. He's also no longer considered a fanatic. He's now considered an aberration. He's no longer considered human, and he gets half his health back.
Listen, maybe you shouldn't pull the mask off. Just saying.
Hey, Miri, nice shoes.
Thank you.
I wish I had my dogs or my, you know, anything. Oh, I do. Oh, useless. Never mind. I'm excited.
And now he looks very, well, he doesn't look angry. He just looks like a writhing mask of tentacles. So, you know, that's new. That's exciting. And next is Gundrel.
Don't pull his mask off.
Yeah.
Try to swing again.
Good. Chop down one
side. I like it.
Oh my god. A nat 20.
Woo! Oh! That means a double damage thing, right?
Yeah. You double your the random equipment. So you'd roll 4d6 and add your strength modifier.
Because you're using your greatsword, right?
Here's to more of these bravings. Yes. So I mean, those, then yours.
You might be able to kill him in one
and
hit.
Here's another one. Yes. This is number one, right?
Yes.
So, 23.
Yep.
Wowzers.
He is definitely dead, but that is not necessarily ideal since you're in combat with him. You find it massively funny for no apparent reason. Make a wisdom saving throw.
Give him any more of those nat 20s?
18.
You manage to not fall over laughing, but you still find it very funny. But this isn't like a ha-ha funny, more like this is cosmically funny.
Oh, what can you do?
It was the effect of... it was functionally the effect of Tasha's hideous laughter. That's basically what happens when you kill them. Just a quick FYI.
Well, that's okay. At least we get a good laugh out of it.
He's dead. And the spectral knife that was above your head is now gone.
I gotta look at the label number or something.
Whoa! Did you guys see that?
Thanks, man.
Hit me. But I'm fine now. Thank you, Gunter.
Mary, it's your turn now.
I think we're in a nightmare.
You are in a nightmare. You switched over to nightmare.
I drop my bag and pull out my maul. And I'm going to use Divine Smite as well on it.
Okay.
Spends another spell slot, but if I hit, 2d8 damage. Add it on.
Yeah.
Nat 20.
Well,
you double all of the random components. That's the reason people, they call it holding the smite until you get that. So you have what, 4d8 plus the 4d, because Maul is what, 2d6, right? Or is that a d12?
It's 2d6, yeah.
So 4d6, 4d8 plus your strength modifier. Let's see if you get beyond 20. How much health he has left.
So we have 8, 13, 24.
This is very intense.
25, 30, 35, 38 points of damage.
You explode him.
He feels very insignificant.
My tavern!
Now, again, make me a wisdom saving throw.
Seven.
You fall prone laughing as some sort of delirious madness from beyond the aether starts gripping you.
It's over, Alice! This is all this!
And as you are busting up laughing...
And she's just throwing gold around.
Sarayus walks in after you've splattered this man and are laughing like a crazy person. She's like, what was Gaius here?
He was... ignored that over there in the corner. I don't know what's actually happening.
Here, have some gold!
Is she okay?
Ignore her, she's fine. She won't walk
She
it
goes
off.
Over and, like, lays a hand on you, and it seems like the madness kind of drifts away. So you're still prone, but you're not laughing like a crazy person now.
Gotcha.
Hippie, she is a witch.
Thought so.
We know that now.
I didn't think That's canon. I was hallucinating that bad.
That bad. I like the qualifier.
Okay. So Roland was here. Not Roland. Kidding. Roland is here. He's right here. Gaius was here, and I found his cloak, and I'm wearing it.
I see that.
Look at my corncob pipe.
Sure. Do you know where he went? Where is Gaius?
He wasn't here. We just got attacked by some really ghosty. Larva-y things.
Maybe.
Look, I have this skull cap, helmet.
Her eyes kind of light up at that, and she takes it real quick.
No, I can give it back. I got it. It was mine. Give it back to me. I slap her across the face and take it back.
She's like, well, strike.
I'm quietly sobbing on the floor.
where? And she's like looking around. She's like, he must be over there. And I want you all to make a perception check. 20. No, not 20. A 10 is all you need.
Did I get my helmet back?
Yes. You can take your helmet.
I got an 18.
Okay, you're fine. 10.
Not
10.
20.
You're fine.
30, 20.
4. You're fine.
Just keep crying on the floor, Mary.
11.
Everyone but Mary's noticed, like, what wasn't there a second ago, now is there, which is a giant barred wooden door. Like, the castle front door is just
barred and heavy.
I roll over on my back and just keep crying.
You're crying and staring at the gold. Pen night.
Okay. So I look over at Miri and I kind of batter a little bit. Hey, you okay now?
This doesn't matter. None of it matters.
Hey.
I just want to wake up. Why are we keep doing
this? Oh. You, as you throw up one of the pieces of gold, it comes back. As soon as it hits you, it just kind of, like, becomes almost a bit gooey and just kind of, like, ew, like rain and just falls away.
Gold just shat on me.
And you notice that all the gold is just kind of, like, melting into goo and then to water and just kind of disappearing.
This is why I don't care about money. See? I understand. How about you stand up? And I promise tomorrow I'll only knock over 2 bowls of cream.
Are you sure?
Only 2, I promise.
Are you sure?
Yes. Unless I wake up and I totally forget that I promised that. Let's go.
Let's go.
Totally forget that I promised that.
The best offer I've ever heard from you.
That says way more about Dini than anything else.
That shows how much I love her and our relationship. Our very weird relationship.
Saris just walks over to the door. She's just like, I can't open it up. She's trying to open me. And she even like takes out what appears to be lockpicks and still can't get the door all open.
Right. Dini walks in. I got this.
You realize that as she was trying to use lockpicks, there isn't an actual lock on this door. It is heavy and barred.
I have sleight of hand. Can I try to open the door?
I will let you if you tell me how you have the outside of a heavily barred wooden door with no lock, how you sleight of hand open it.
Okay, well, paint a picture for me with your words. Is there anything, is there a handle on this at all?
No.
It's just a wooden door.
Yes.
Then how does one open it? The bottom. I'm gonna put my hand at the very bottom of this door and pull it like that. Like, you know, like when you put your hand in something, you kind of pull it forward like a cabinet.
Can I charge at the door?
Yes, you may. Okay. While she's looking at it. So when you make your
Leroy,
do it.
I want it known that my pulling did not help.
What did you get? Please tell me the number. You don't hit the door at all. You only hit Dee Dee.
Hold on. Hurry, it's okay. Points of damage.
I got a 7.
Oh, 7.
I rolled a 7 too, by the way.
So, she doesn't take full damage. She only takes a D8 of being tackled. A D4, I should say. So you take 3 points of bludgeoning damage as he tackles you.
Get out the way!
Try to open the door. We gotta plan our attacks more accordingly.
I have an idea.
So it's like you have a maul, just smash it.
Nice walk up. I am the Dreaming King.
Sarah's just
wait for the door to open. Just like,
so she's like, no, you have to smash it open.
Okay.
I have an idea.
I mean, if
say friend and enter, right?
Amigo.
This reminds me of that scene from SpongeBob. Open sesame. Well, I thought I could do.
This is a
Lord of
the Rings reference.
I attack.
Okay.
Nat 20.
Okay, I'm not even gonna make you literally swing around your maul and you catch it like right where the bar would be on the other side and you smash it open and it just completely collapses in.
Well, I consider this a success.
Sarayus is very excited and runs in ahead of you.
She left.
I chase after.
Okay, as soon as you clear into the door, I want you to all to, you just are immediately stunned for a second and I want you to make a perception check.
No.
Oh, crap. It's not good for me.
I know, which is why it's funny.
Dee Dee rolled an 8. She's still hurting from Gunter running over
sweet.
Her.
16.
Good.
13.
He's doing much
5.
Better than Dee Dee. She got trampled.
So. You're like looking at Dee Dee like, how'd you get trampled?
What?
Gundrill decided to use his head.
Yeah, that's because you finally knocked it loose with that concussion.
He fixed it.
Exactly.
Alright, I
told the demons to shut up, so I just rammed it.
Are you still mapping over there?
No, I was just checking my stuff here. So perception?
Yes.
I got a 22.
Okay. You two notice absolutely nothing.
I finally
nothing.
Noticed something. Don't
you,
take this from
what was
me.
Your, yours was
16.
16. Yours was the one that was like over 12, right?
Yeah, mine was 13.
13. You... I'm going to go with an order of what you notice. In a normal house, you'd call a study or a library. So, nice desk and a bunch of bookshelves.
you notice that almost all the bookshelves are completely empty. You notice this must... It's more like you notice and then it clicks in your head. This is basically what would be considered the mental fortress, or like the mind fortress of Gaius. It's literally where he stores all the important information.
Which is mostly empty.
Yes.
Sounds like not much, yeah.
There's like 4 books total.
Do you want to know what Dee Dee notices? That when Gundrel ran over her, he broke her corncob pipe. And so she starts crying, and then she remembers that she has 3 more in her bag. She remembers like a whole bunch. And I'm like, oh, thank God.
I break to 3.
Soraya's is ahead of you guys, and it's just like the little like 4 books around. She's like digging through them real quick, like frantically.
I like grab her away from them.
You can't stop me now. Now I'm so close. Everything is close. And you see her voice getting more like deep and guttural.
I tackle her.
And with like almost 0 effort, she literally grabs you and throws you. And she starts changing.
I'd like to shoot an arrow at her really fast.
Like in public?
No, I mean as in she mutates.
Can I shoot an arrow while she's doing it?
The arrow kind of just seems to disappear into nothingness. Until she is fully transformed into something akin to this.
I'd marry that.
Wait, let me see it again, please.
What the hell is that?
Holy cow.
She's fine.
Spawn from the Elder Gods.
Like the nobles said, she's not that good looking.
I'm sure you take me pills of the devil.
Everything was close.
I hit.
I could have.
I mean, what?
I hit it with my arrow. Can I shoot my arrow now?
Is anybody
when
sure?
We roll it, I'm going to do the thing, and then we roll initiative. I was so close. It was the Dreaming King demanded it. One child, Gaius would have been the perfect father.
Are you sure about that?
He's a changeling. He can change form at will. With the gift of the Dreaming Father, he could have awakened finally.
He doesn't always look like that?
We could have brought the Dreaming King awake and brought him into this world. We could have truly brought a new age.
I got a question for you.
So do I.
Where do you buy your clothes? Because your body is so awkward.
And at this point, she's growling, and you're going to roll initiative because she's going to attack you.
Anybody have any LSD?
I gave you all that coke the last time. Where I'm out.
I did it all at one time.
I know you did. You were zipping around.
Ooh, nice.
I just zoomed.
Dee Dee, what'd you say? Yours was 17?
16.
13.
16.
Shut up. I win.
So I got a 20.
I'm going to punch you in your chest.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And 9.
I'm going to punch you in your left hand.
Miri, what did you say? Yours was 13? Okay. Then you're in the right zone. Cool. Okay. Hippie is first. There is a aberration. She is approximately 7 feet tall and is getting rather aggressively angry.
How far away?
You're in a fairly small room. We're all within about 30 to 35 feet of each other.
All right, I'll do Morningstar.
Okay, charge in there and give her a smack. What was it?
I rolled a 2.
It goes to hit, like, the horrible fleshy mass that is her and just kind of, like, doesn't do anything. Just kind of bounces off.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. Should I even roll anything else?
No, that doesn't even come close to hitting her.
There.
Next is going to be her, and she's going to first start by bonus action screaming in an ancient language that existed beyond the stars. And any creature in a 30-foot radius, which is all of you.
What is she?
She is a, well...
Because I can speak other languages.
This is literally the madness. This would be like talking to Cthulhu. There is no
okay,
language.
Never mind.
You're literally going insane from this.
Okay.
That's how this works. Y'all have to make a wisdom saving throw.
I have an advantage, it says in here, on wisdom saving throws. Okay.
Then roll twice, take the better one. 16. It's not a very high DC, people.
16.
I got a 3 plus 4.
That's oh, God.
13.
You're fine.
I got a 2.
You're not fine?
Dude, you guys. 17.
You're very fine.
6.
You 3 are frightened until the start of her next turn and have to use your entire turn to go to as far away from her as possible. Which is literally the corners of this room.
Awesome.
And she's then going to attack with a horrible tentacle coming out of her. She's going to smack Dee Dee first because you're fairly close.
It was nice knowing you guys.
Again.
I say goodbye.
This one actually went
well.
Still 18. Is 18 gonna hit? 18's gonna hit.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought it was points of damage. I'm like, oh my god.
No, no.
What are we fighting for?
3 points of bludgeoning damage, and make me a constitution saving throw, because it's covered in disgusting, disgusting poisons.
Yeah, I'm gone.
What is it?
I'm not gonna add. Like, it's bad. 4.
Okay, yeah. Then you're gonna take the extra poison damage. Go over here. Try you now. You take 1 point of poison damage. So that's not too bad. But because you got poisoned, you didn't get grappled.
Can I heal her?
No, it's okay.
On your turn.
I'll just die.
That's actually not that much damage. No, she could have done way worse.
No, but I've already taken 11 points before that. So.
And since you're right on her, she's going to try to bite you.
Don't heal me.
She's going to use her snappy, beaky bite on you.
Okay.
Is a 19 going to hit?
Yeah, I have a 16 armor class.
You take 6 points of piercing damage. I'm imagining it's less like a beak and more like that thing from Star Trek with a little... But not sucking out your brain, just kind of stabbing you. And next is Didi.
I thought you were talking about the front of the arachnid. You know,
oh.
Just the point.
Yeah, that's basically... That's how I imagine, just kind of smaller.
Gotcha.
Because it's part of her horrible...
So not brain bug.
No, not... It's more
the
like the
warrior.
Brain bug. Yeah, but just much smaller.
Okay, so I have a crazy idea.
Go for it. Yes.
But I want to just buy you before I do anything. I have silk rope.
Okay.
And I have a really great climbing speed.
Okay.
I would like to try to jump up and around her and wrap this around her throat and pull it tight and try to choke her slash rip her head off.
Okay. I will let that happen. First, give me a... it's an acrobatic leap to choke her. So give me an acrobatics versus her AC.
I rolled 23.
Okay. You're going to wrap it around her. Okay. Now on each turn, you're going to be able to use a strength attack and do damage.
Okay.
So do a strength attack versus her AC.
What strength attack
do
I roll?
Roll and just add your strength and okay. Proficiency, I'm assuming.
18 plus my strength, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, 5 plus what now? 23 so far.
Okay, yep. Call it a D6 plus your strength mod.
10.
Cool. That'll definitely hit.
That's right. Didi's not having this. Can I be like riding her too, like, and, like pulling it
yep.
Like, on her back?
And because of that, I'm going to make it so anytime she tries to hit you with a tentacle or a beak, she has disadvantage because you're in a bad position.
And I want you to know that while I'm on her back pulling this rope,
yeah.
The corn cob pipe kind of sharpens my teeth.
Yep. And each turn, with each successive turn, I'm going to increase the damage of choking.
Oh, yeah, I can.
But as soon as you fail to hurt her or she's able to throw you off,
then
you reset to 0.
I got you.
I think that's fair.
Basically,
your continual strength that roll.
I feel like I should have a point of inspiration for that.
I do. I'm going to give you that.
Yes. It's nothing after this game, but yes. I'm
yes.
Cash in early.
Gundrel is running towards a corner.
Yep.
Next up is Miri,
running
towards a corner.
Towards the corner.
Yeah. And then it's Roland, running towards a corner.
Yep.
And now coming up to the top of the order with Hippie.
All right, I'm going to try my Morningstar again.
Sounds good.
Good luck. Side question while she rolls. Inspiration, what do I use that for?
Advantage.
Any roll you want, you just get advantage on it.
Yeah, you cash it in for...
A second die roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that the 18 or the 2 or the what?
I rolled a 20.
Oh, not 20?
Cool.
So you did double damage.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this outright, because this is the thing with paladins. They call it a little bit of a cheat, since you are a paladin. If you want to cast in one of your spell slots, you can do an extra 2d8 radiant damage.
That's what you want to do.
And because it's a critical, you would technically double that.
It's okay if you hurt me during this, too.
Wouldn't, because she's smacking the face of it, you're behind it.
That's true. I am riding her back.
This would be a great time to cash it in, because you'd get 2d8 plus an extra
4d8. She's doing it.
Wrathful Smite.
I think you have to cast that beforehand, though.
Oh.
But just normal Smite is just extra damage. It's just a spell slot.
What about Ensnaring Strike? No, that wouldn't be the right one to use.
What's that? Lay on Hands?
Lay on Hands is healing.
That's healing.
Like I said, no. This is just a thing that happens. You can just do that as a paladin. You just cast. You just use a spell slot and you imbue your weapon with
healing. Yeah, it's just part of your turn.
Okay.
I did it last with
so,
the cultist.
6d8 and then add your strength modifier.
Oh, boy. All right. 1, 2, 10, 12, 19, 20. Plus
her strength mod, which
strength
is
mod. 24.
Nice. That is a really solid hit. Like, she screeches out in pain.
Wait, one of them is here, right?
I will need that one, though, because
she does get.
Dang, girl.
Oh, okay. First, she's going to see if her... Now you guys are no longer frightened, by the way, but she's going to see if she recharges that ability. Oh, she does.
So do I have to reroll?
Everyone has to reroll Wisdom saving throw as she screams in rage again.
Oh, I rolled a nat 20.
You are perfectly fine.
I'm getting a lot of nat 20. We're all doing pretty
good. Wisdom, right?
Yep.
Roll our d20 there, honey bun.
Just tell me if you beat 10. That's all you have to do.
Oh, thank God. 11.
11.
I'm so proud of you guys.
10.
3.
Oh! What'd you get?
Roland, no.
Okay, so you're fine. Roland is just like, oh, no, I'm still out. This is way outside my zone.
Poor Roland has to come hang out and do a D&D
session. It's ironic that the die that made my first character an idiot is now the only one.
Keeping you safe.
Well, she is going to try to just shake you off. She's going to use all of her attack action to just kind of try to shake you off.
Wiggle.
I'm going to call it...
Can-can.
I'm going to do it's her strength versus either your athletics or your acrobatics. I am fairly certain.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
What'd you get?
17 plus 5. We're doing acrobatics, right?
Yeah, acrobatics is fine. You definitely going to beat her because she only had a 7, so she spends her turn.
The good news is the first roll was a 10.
So you were trying to cheat me.
P2 is here. Who's going to yell at me? Don't worry.
I was going to erase the inspiration, one of the two.
Yeah. So she's kind of shaking. She can't get you. She can't throw you off. So she's kind of like...
I dig my claws in, I guess. Cats are wily that way, though. Like on a side.
I'm just imagining it's a bit like God of War, where he takes the chain around the Cyclops, and next thing he's struggling, he's just pushing back.
It's like when Toby, like, you want to get him off your chest, and he won't let go.
Yep.
It's like one of those...
That's basically what happens.
I was just thinking more rodeo. Like, oh... She got a good hold on Bessie there.
She's got 6 seconds now. She needs to go for the full 8.
Yeah. Almost there.
Almost there. Oh, God. Didi, it's your turn. Are you going for the full 8?
I want to keep choking her.
Okay. Make another strength-based attack.
18.
Oh. That's going to hit.
Yep.
All
right. So now what are
we doing? Last time it was a D8. I'm going to upgrade to a D12. Plus your strength.
9.
Nice.
I would prefer... Can I use my inspiration to roll this again?
Yeah, sure, if you want. I'll let you use it.
Okay. 9 plus 5. 14. Get out of here.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That... You're solidly choking her, and she's...
Good. You can have that one. I thought you took my D20. I'm like, don't touch my D20.
While she isn't showing any signs of, like, strangulation yet, like, losing breath, but you can tell it's definitely hurting, because you're, like, basically stalling into her with this. Because she doesn't really have a mouth and neck anymore. She's an agglomeration of mouths and
something. Her eyes are just popping out a little bit.
The eyes are already popping out. That's kind of the problem. The point is you're just kind of sawing this rope into her.
I feel bad that I've choked her for 2 rounds and I did less damage. No, I did the same amount of damage now as she did one time.
That's because she literally had the gods smacking the enemy for her.
Dee Dee is starting to question why she hasn't taken some decent spells.
Wow, some self-awareness from the cat.
Finally, yeah, because she has animal friendship, Goodberry, and Hunter's Mark.
Gundrel, you're not afraid this time.
Yeah.
Give her a smack.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I got my doggy dogs. Animal friendship.
19.
That's definitely going to hit.
Industry. Yay, Gundrel.
Woo,
finally. Just don't hit me.
I missed by a hair.
Yeah. He managed.
A couple of hairs, actually.
Yeah, roll that damage. I want to see how much you hurt this thing.
15.
Dang. That's a solid. Yeah, she's looking real, real, real rough. Coming up on Miri. Now that you're not afraid.
You know, I was going to try to restrain her, but if she's looking bad, I think I'm just going to use my last spell slot to add Divine Smite to my roll, and I'm coming at her with my maul.
Give her a good whack.
Or not, because that is 11.
Not enough. Her AC is not great, but it's not that low.
Yeah.
Roland is unfortunately still in a corner.
Yeah. Wait. I have inspiration points.
Oh, yeah, use that.
I'm going to spend one.
I really want this to hit.
Nat 1. Never mind.
Oh. Can I give you my inspiration?
I have another one, but...
You used it. You used it to increase your damage. Unfortunately, Roland is still in the corner.
Yes, I am.
And we come up to Hippie.
I saw plus inspiration from smaller time. I have an extra D in inspiration here.
You gonna give another whack?
Am I far enough away that I could use a javelin?
You could easily back up.
I'm going to back up and use a javelin.
And she's really not one to attack when you're trying to retreat because she's kind of getting sawed out with a rope.
Choked.
Yeah.
She has other things to worry about.
She's got problems.
Yeah, nope, never mind.
What was it? Oh, God. Oh, it was a nat 1?
Yeah, so he gets an opportunity attack.
Okay, so I'm going to give you two options. One, that javelin hits and does damage, but it also severs the rope and makes Dee Dee go flying.
No.
Or it just hits Dee Dee directly.
Yeah, I'll take it. Let's go.
No, I don't want it to hit Dee Dee directly.
No, it's okay. I'm hidden by her back,
so I can't
get her. I
wanted to sever the rope.
No, I'm choking her. I'll take the damage.
She made the choice.
Fine. I can't believe I'm hitting her. I don't want to hit you.
It's okay.
That one's
yep.
Get you.
Let's go.
Wow, I am terrible with the D6 tonight. What's your strength mod?
Well, four. My strength is +4.
So you take 5 points of piercing damage as her javelin is now in you.
Ow! In my thigh or something.
Yep. Sireus is just straight up now unhappy, so she's going to ignore the person sawing at her. And
she
is going to wail on Miri.
Alright, I had this coming.
Okay, her first one with her tentacles, 13.
No.
And then she's going to go ahead with her bite.
Blah, 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 blah.
That is going to definitely miss. She's got some stuff going on.
See, that's
here.
Why I took the damage. I'd rather have her tokener, you know what I'm saying? Because I just saved Miri. Get away and from my girl! That's what I'm doing back
And
here.
She does not recharge her screen, so... Roll it. You're no longer afraid.
Oh,
and
good.
And I'm afraid again.
Good.
And we're coming up to Dee Dee's turn.
I'm ready. I'm going to choke her some more.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to use my other inspiration point, possibly, because I'm guessing an 11 wouldn't help.
No.
Yeah, I'm good again.
Oh, no.
Less than 11?
Yeah, that's less than 11.
Okay, so... It doesn't hurt, and the rope goes flat, so you have to restart the damage next turn.
It's got to be better than a 1.
Was it a 1?
It's better than Miri's last roll.
That's true.
I took all that damage in my leg.
You took that pain.
I was so proud of my hard work.
Yeah, better than this.
Gundrel.
Oh, boy.
Oh, now it rolls a good number. All right.
Let's see if I get better than a 1 right now.
I just love how chaotic this is. That's actually perfect for this. It's perfect.
How is she still alive, though, is my question.
She has a lot of HP. She's a 7-foot tall gibbering amalgamation of tentacles, mouths, claws, and hatred.
I hate her.
All my favorite things.
Sounds like one of my exes, actually.
Whose turn is it?
Gundrel's.
Okay.
8.
Like
that's definitely not going to hurt. It smacks off of her blubbery hide. That's a disgusting thought I want you to think about.
I can just imagine it.
Miri, your turn.
All right. Miri is gonna... I guess Miri's just gonna swing again with her maul. And
give her a crack.
Do what she can do. No. No. That's a 9.
That's not going to hit.
Yeah.
Roland, please tell me you could actually kill this thing.
Okay, I can try. Yeah. I'm going to do a crossbow again. The hand crossbow.
Sounds good.
Let's see if that does anything.
She's got an AC of 14, people.
I bet you can roll better than me.
I got a 15, okay.
If I remember, I'm like, his is super high.
Yeah, he is a crazy dick.
Because I'm like, he's proficient in it, and he gets the thing for arrows.
Yes.
So, yes.
So, 15.
Roland's another me. But he actually has decent spells.
And 11.
That's half of what she had remaining. That thoroughly
embeds. She could have died if I hadn't dropped the rope.
That embeds real deep, and she is... She's thrashing. Hippie, you see a thrashing, horrible camp?
You need to kill her.
Blubbery.
Yeah, this thing is a horror show, and that's the point.
I do not roll well.
Yeah, last time I got stabbed in the leg, trust me. I it's okay, though. I love you.
I think it's funnier when she had the choice of keeping...
Gotta listen to that Limp Bizkit song some more, that's all.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Yeah.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
He's a terrible person. Right.
Yes.
He's
a terrible band.
Yes.
Hey, not that bad. I like them.
Not magic?
I mean... Yeah.
They were of their time. Yes. That's all I'm
gonna
say.
Yeah.
Smite?
Didn't age well.
What about compelled duel?
She'd have to make a thing, and then she can only attack you. That's a thing.
I can do that.
Sure. I know I have to make the thing, but I have to
remember. I can make sacrifices for the team.
Okay, that's a wisdom saving throw. What's your spell save DC?
11.
Well, she's apparently smarter than you. Because she's just like, nope, that's fine.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
Well, we try. Attack her with the morning.
Right. You can still attack.
It was a bonus action, so.
God. What was it?
13.
Just gonna miss. It doesn't quite embed into the blubber.
It dings off.
Boom. All right.
Boom. Oh, smack.
Boom. I tried.
It's okay.
And it's...
I let go of the rope.
Her turn. She is going to look at your compelled duel idea and be like, that's not a bad idea. And is going to attack you.
Okay.
Do you appreciate
I'm
that?
Ready.
The first one is a 1, and that's going to fail horribly. So, how do you want this one to happen? Do you want her to fall over, forward...
Yes.
...towards you, or fall backwards towards Dee Dee?
Toward me.
Why okay. not fall sideways, where it doesn't hurt anybody?
That's not the way the Chaos Bot is. Like, their joints are weird, so... It's basically lumbering forward, but that means she has disadvantage on trying to bite you.
And this way is more fun.
Yeah. She literally falls beside you.
Fun.
And
painful.
Now Dee Dee is on the ground beside this, like now standing with this rope, be like, what am I doing here? She's on the ground. And I'm gonna assume an 11 does not hit.
No.
As she's scrabbling at your shins. She's scrabbling at your shins and trying to right herself.
Aww.
But let's see if she recharges her scream. Nope.
Good.
So she's on the ground scrabbling. Dee Dee, it's your turn.
Nat 20, and I was going to just straight up hit her with this with my short sword, so...
That's definitely going to work. You were going to have advantage. You were going to hit her.
Okay, but I got a nat 20, so that's...
So 2d6 plus your dex.
Plus my dex, yep.
Please kill her.
8.
Does not kill her. She is alive and very, very, very angry. Gundrel, she's on the ground with 3 hit points. 3.
Listen, I could use my claws.
I know.
I'm just gonna slap her.
Yeah.
You get advantage. What, you're gonna slap her to kill her?
Yes.
Please do.
I love it.
Advantage on the attack, though.
Come on.
Advantage means you will apply, so that's good news.
15.
Do it again.
You have advantage.
Do it again. You have advantage.
15 is gonna hit. And that's 1 plus your strength mod, which is enough to kill her. You literally yeah, just go over and be like, you pimp slapped her to death. Guide my hand, Lord, and make it strong.
What did the 5 fingers say to the face?
Slap.
What I tell you about fucking...
As you slap her, she kind of like collapses in on herself. Like it's like a, almost like a black hole. And for a brief moment, you see the darkness beyond the stars, and you hear horrifying whispers and chanting in a language you don't understand. But then it goes to an almost susurrous snore. You have prevented an Eldritch God from awakening and being summoned to your world, so that's a win. And you get the benefit of actually waking up in the morning.
Huzzah!
Maybe a little worse for wear. You're feeling like you had a very, yeah. very hard night.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that the next morning you all convene at Miri's Tavern to ask what just happened.
Oh, I was already there. I was sitting on the mantle.
Oh, that's
fair. My dog, he's in their little beds beside the mantle.
And after you're all like waking, groggy, like what's going on, Gaius walks in like nothing's wrong, holding a teacup. He's like, Miri, I have a weird question to ask you.
Morning, everyone.
She's just like acting like nothing is normal. Like nothing is out of place. Like, Miri, I have a weird question. You're not the only one here, I think, that could answer
her head's it. In her hands, by the way, behind the bar.
But if to say one was married and they turned into some sort of gibbering monster and tried to kill you, is that like an automatic divorce, or am I still technically married?
Oh, no. Did this person legally exist anywhere? Did you sign any paperwork?
Yeah, I was married in Borka. That's the reason I'm here.
I think you're still married in Borka, then.
Oh, so it doesn't like auto annul if they're turned into some sort of horrible monster.
The paperwork's still there.
Is she alive?
Canonically, in my head, he just left after she turned into a horrible monster and was trying to birth the literal Antichrist. So
you're saying theoretically, that Gaius did impregnate her, and so he did help birth an Antichrist?
He's not sure if he impregnated her. That is something he is not sure of. But he left, and the world hasn't ended, so he's assuming he didn't. And it's been a few years. Like, how does common law divorce work in this plane? I like how I just asked Miri. Miri's like the only one that he just even thinks to ask.
I honestly don't know. I mean, unless papers haven't been signed, I think you're still married, hon.
Well, I guess I need to... Do I have to send alimony or child support? I don't think there's a child. Do I have to send alimony?
I don't think so.
Miri, I think we should get some mugs of ale and cheer him for being married.
I just need some ale, period.
All right, let's dish it up.
I second that.
I third that.
So did we all get around?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Again, except for guys who's literally drinking his tea like, this is a weird morning.
Do you like...
Dee Dee looks right in the eyes of Miri and starts knocking the cup of ale and it falls to the floor.
Only six saucers of milk.
A milky beverage?
I deserve this.
Like,
I deserve this!
I can't have a milky beverage. I promised I wouldn't. I only knock over two.
No, I didn't say I
would knock over ale.
Is that the type of alcohol you prefer?
I don't drink.
Kind of like Bailey's.
No, Dee Dee doesn't drink alcohol. Huh. Yeah, she just doesn't like swearing. Remember in that last dream?
How do you have fun then? You drink coffee? You get your energy up?
She eats darts.
She eats darts. What? And she drinks. She drinks cream when she doesn't knock it on the floor.
True.
So you wouldn't ever want your cream spiked?
No. I would notice the flavor and I wouldn't like it.
Bill Cosby.
Pops.
I would put Bailey's in it. I wouldn't put anything else.
Please don't put any of your disgusting sinful stuff in my drink.
Sinful?
Dee Dee doesn't like booze.
Do you know what I wear? I have a holy symbol that I carry with me all the time.
You can trust me. I'm a priest.
I see it. If it's not Nula, the cat.
Too soon. Too soon.
I'm a paladin, and I'm also a hippie. Do you understand how contradictory?
Hey,
I am?
Miri, can I have another? A mug of ale?
No.
What about me?
Can I have a bowl of cream?
Yes.
Okay.
And she pours the cream and slides it over.
And I knock it on the ground.
Of course.
That's one.
It is.
That's one.
You're wasting alcohol.
Can I go play darts now?
Please don't eat them again.
And there's already one in her mouth.
Guys, it's just like, so I had the weirdest dream last night. You guys were all in it. So was my ex-wife. Well, I guess technically current wife. It was weird. And I can just act like nothing is that untoward.
Miri just goes, yes, it was, and turns around.
Gaius, we all had that dream.
I know, wasn't it weird?
Your brain is empty.
I tried.
That is very hurtful.
I tried to run through a wall.
I pimp slapped.
That's
a
in
monster.
Character. That's perfectly in character.
That's true. Gundrel slapped your wife to death, literally.
Can you do that in real life? Because I can give you her address.
She maho.
So, I just want to say that you should be embarrassed that you go to a boudoir that is so red.
How did you know about the Knight's Calling?
You have a very dirty mind.
Are you surprised? I pray to a succubus.
I was not surprised, and I'm his best friend.
Side note, Miri doesn't understand, and that's where her mom used to work.
Oh! Wait.
I said it looked like her room.
It looked like one of the places she worked. Yes, I don't want to forget your place.
Oh, that would have been really awkward.
We learned about Philip.
Philip, yeah, Uncle Philip, right?
What's his name? Yes. Philip McCracken, because,
No, it was McCrevis.
Oh, okay. Woo, we're good. We're safe.
I just can't.
Just gonna leave that one end right there.
I'm gonna go check on my dog children. Goodbye. they're sleeping in their baskets. Okay.
They had a better night than you guys.
My good yippin' yeah.
story of how you met Gaius's sort of not really ex-wife, who may or may not be a gibbering chaos spawn.
Interesting backstory. Doesn't include a Tyrannosaurus Rex zombie, but you know, I mean, she's pretty scary. She screams really loud.
Yes.
Not in a good way.
Well.
Is there really a good way?
Wait, that's another question, Miri.
In the boudoir, there is.
If she wasn't human at the time of consummation, is that just automatically not consummated?
You can't technically be married unless it's consummated. Or at least in this time.
Again, she wasn't human at the time of consummation.
So,
what was she then?
Gibbering, maddened, like, spawn from beyond the stars.
And that's attractive to you?
I never said attractive.
If there's a hole, there's a goal.
Oh my god.
I just thought she was a weird changeling too, and she's just like doing weird shit.
There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole. There's a... I've been singing the whole time. I gotta talk
about
more.
There is.
Oh, I want to title this episode The Questionable Morality of Marriage.
No, I like There's a Hole in the Bottom of the Sea. And with that, thank you for listening to Danger and Dice.
And don't forget to email at
gamesoverboard@gmail.com.
Or troll Games Overboard, because they deserve it.
You get fake points don't of inspiration do for your tagline with, oh, hello there.
As we
that's Mr. Hanky.
As we insult the entire island of Ireland.